Testing 1, 2. Hello. Hello. Let me get this fucking thing. Hey, it's Phil. Hey, how you doing? Testing. 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 Testing 1, 2. Test 1, 2. Okay. We're about to fire up the video here for all of you audio only pre-show folk, of which I think probably most of you are, but here we go.
Here we go. Hold on. I'm just getting a different video. I think it is, yes. Okay.
Welcome to our pre-show for the 15th of November. My car payment is due tomorrow. What else is going on? And for those of you watching the video cast, this is the my Florida shirt, because I'm going to be in Florida on Friday. It's been almost a month and a half since I was in Florida to see the girl. So I'll be there on Friday. Jackie is making good progress in getting the house packed. We're hoping that things will be sold and she'll be on her way to California sometime before the summer, maybe springtime. We don't know, you know. But anyway, welcome to the pre-show. And boy, thank you very much for your support and kind comments. Everybody enjoyed last week's classics. Those were fucking fun to do, man. It was fun just to listen to that shit again. But you know, here's the thing, and I say this to the BSPs. You'll notice there was a lot involved in setting up those hours. So the first 15 minutes were not, I don't think we're anywhere near as funny as the shit we do now, just the first 15 minutes. Then, of course, you did have the callers who came in and interacted. And sometimes it was uproariously funny and sometimes, you know. So, yeah, it was quite the... I think it was good listening. I'm not knocking the shows we used to do. I think it was very good listening. But, you know, I just wonder. I used to worry, too. When we did that show, I'd be saying, you know, the first thing I had to do is I got to hook callers. So you weren't thinking necessarily about being funny, although you know that you had to drop the shoe. You know, you had to keep dropping the comedy shoe to get people knowing it's a comedy show they're listening to, but also to get people to want to call. So you're talking to two different sets of people. Now, we're doing the show primarily for the audience, which is the 99.9% of the people that never fucking call. But in those first 15 minutes, you're really trying to hook those callers, which didn't make it that much different from any other talk show. The difference in our talk show, I think, is that with the payoff was better. We had callers that were far more entertaining. But that's just my opinion. Okay, so today is the 15th. Let's see, we had November 15th. 1 year ago. Because that makes life easy. What is this, man? What did we show? Lady Frankenstein, no kidding. Saturday, BSP chat replay. All right. What is it, November 15th? November 15. All right, well, we have to do the 16th. Pete Bone. Pete Bone reviews the recent election as only he can. Dr. Jim Sadler about holiday depression. This is interesting. This is a year ago reviewing the election. Professor Remy Clayton, Don Berman channel has a tooth extracted. Bobby and Steve Dooley at the latest on Thanksgiving. We already played that one. The first ever Catscape show from 2019. All right, we'll have to go back here a little bit here. Let's see. Margaret Gray's holiday special or something like that. Let me see this fucking thing. Let's try this one. Margaret Gray's first ever holiday special. I don't know how many minutes is this thing? Hello, everyone. This is Frank Gray, and we're giving Phil Henry the day off as Margaret sings festive favorites.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. A jingle bell swing, jingle bell ring. Snowing and blowing. Frank.
Okay, look, Dickman. Hold on, hold on, hold on.
I'm telling you, Frank. Hold on, hold, Dickman. She goes blowing.
Why not? Why the fuck not, man? Let's just do it, man. Why not? Frederick, who is it? Frederick Forrest in Apocalypse Now. Okay, I won't. If you don't know the movie, I'm not about to explain. Hello. All right, welcome to our pre-show here for the. Let's see.
For a year, it's very cost-effective, and as we all like to say, it's the best value online.
Other than porn.
The world. Wow.
The world famous Phil Henry Show website. Go get a handful of it.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
I'll do it.
Testing.
Man, you are messing up bad. It's not that funny. It's no longer funny. You're messing up bad.
Yeah, and it's no longer funny. Mess a bed.
What is this?
Mess a bed. Man, you just said you mess a...
What's another one? How about... Wow, that audio was really shitty back then. I'm sorry about that, you guys.
Ray sings the hits of the season. I'm Bud Dick. Welcome back, everybody, to this... Margaret Gray.
Every time I talk about it.
I gotta hear Jim.
Too late before our king.
Old Wingle Swingle. There was no...
Yeah, there's no denial.
Found your clock. Just a little... Hold on, Frank. Jingle bell.
...these of the season. Oh, yeah, right.
Well, let's just sing the song, and Bud...
Sure.
He said he's...
Said you mess a bed.
No idea, I said...
Frank Gray. Okay, dude. I'm ready. I've never been readier, man. Thank you for tuning into the pre-show. Wasn't it exciting? We will be in Florida on Friday. And we are going to make the Classic Week a regular thing once a month. Don't forget our next chat is December the 3rd. Friday, December the 3rd, our next Backstage Pass chat. And Rory will be happy to hear this. We're thinking about bringing back Saturday Sunday. Yeah, that's right. I kind of miss it. I miss Saturday Cinema. Now that we don't have to do the fucking chat, I have time to actually produce a Saturday Cinema where I don't have a gun to my head!